Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And tonight we'll be discussing the full moon, as well as I will be giving some readings to people. But joining me is my faithful companion, Lena. Are you there, little Lena?
I'm here. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, just ready to howl with the moon, you know? That's the whole purpose. And for
yes.
those of you that want to dance naked tonight, do it, man. Go for it. It's your turn. Don't let anything hold you back, you know? It's a full moon. That's why people go wild. And for those of you that don't know, this is the hunter's moon. Native Americans called it that, as this was their main hunting season before cold weather set in, and they would store up the meat to get them through the winters. It's also known as the blood moon because the moon tends to turn red color. It has to do with the location of the planets. Not an expert on that, but that's why it turns that color. And whether you can see it or not, it doesn't mean it isn't a full moon. Doesn't mean a thing. Please remember that. I have so many people say, well, I couldn't do it. I couldn't see the moon. The moon is full even during sunlight. So please remember that. It's always full. Yeah. And it's important to do a ceremony to honor your whatever your belief is in God, the angels, your ancestors, to pay a little tribute. Show them that you think of them, you care about them. Light a candle, light some incense, have some flowers, say some prayers, and you will be surprised at what you receive. It's a wonderful night, again, for ceremony of whatever you want to do. Now, I know there's been people here hanging on, so we'll start with the callers, and I do want to say I cannot do a complete moon reading here, folks. This is just to give you some answers and then move on, because I hope we get a lot of callers, to be honest. And if you want a full moon reading, the best is to do it privately. There I go into detail. And a full moon reading is different than any other type of reading. You don't ask anything. I give you what is coming from the moon and this energy and what it's giving you at this time. It's really a great reading. Lena, you've had many. You've been doing them for years with me. Give your opinion before we take the first caller.
Yes, I will have to say I, like so many, will call and ask all these questions about a guy, a relationship, a career, and it's just question after question. But once I started receiving the full moon readings where you go over our present and our, future, like our path, our spiritual pathway, and you go over the things that help us move forward in our way, that's when basically my life took a change in the right direction. So I strongly recommend it. And, again, questions only lead to, an answer, and then that's that. But these readings really help me, make a change, and overall change in a positive direction in life. So, yes.
That's what we're here for. I'm willing to answer questions, but my main goal is to help people evolve, like dear little Lena, and become better than they were, and that's the goal. So, on that happy little note, let's take a caller here. They've been waiting a long time. It is area code 703. Are you there, caller?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem. And what is your name?
My name is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. Well, thank you for calling.
Hi.
And you've been waiting a long time, so I guess you've got something big on your mind.
Well, I was just browsing on Blog Talk, and I think this is my first time actually seeing the show or hearing the show. So I said, decided
wonderful.
To call in.
Well, you can see we're a happy little group here.
I see.
Lena and I amuse each other very much, okay?
I see. Oh, my goodness.
Is there something you would like to ask?
Okay, well, my question is pertaining to romance. I've been single.
Wow, nobody ever calls me on that. Never. Oh, wow.
So, I heard the facetious mess there.
Yes, and what's the dude's name, huh?
I don't have anyone in mind. Like I said, I'm single. So, yeah.
So you're wanting to know if somebody's coming in other words.
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
And can I get your birth date, please?
11/26/1964.
Hey, that was a good time, man. I was rocking to the Beatles when you were born. And you're almost, a Halloween baby. Very spiritual these times
to be born, by the way. I'm a Thanksgiving baby.
Oh, it's November.
November.
I thought you
were October. November. No, November.
Very good. I like this time of year. I just feel it's more spiritual, that we seem to turn into ourselves more than any other time of the year. So let me just take a look if anything's coming down the track here for you.
Thank you.
Well, the first thing I get is you've done a lot of healing over the past relationship, and you are absolutely in a good place to have a relationship. That's important. You've really done good work, and I want to congratulate you on that, okay?
Thank you.
And that's the first thing I get. Now, in terms of a guy coming in here, I do feel that romance could come in over the next 2 months. I picked that up pretty strong. But you're going to have to get out there some way and meet these guys. You know, you can't do it. Please do not do internet dating. Please get out and socialize. Learn ballroom dancing. Do something so you can get out and meet people in a good environment. That's why I recommend dance classes also. To people, because it's a good way to interact with people, meet people, and not just men, but you meet women, and hey, they may say, hey, I've got a cousin that's just right for you. You never know.
Right.
But it's very strong over the next 2 months for you.
Okay.
Now, I don't give a description or tell you his name, all right? I just tell you what I see coming. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, and I mean, you're correct. I've took some time out and I've done a lot of work on myself, so I know what I want and, you know, hopefully
well,
come along.
Well, that's right there. You know, you did your work. You've done the healing, and that's why. And again, I mentioned earlier, you know, okay, tonight it's a full moon. Do a prayer, do a little ceremony, light a candle, and ask for what you want in a man, and ask the angels to bring it in, and expect it.
Okay.
Serious. This is the night to do your prayers, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I will continue to listen. Thank you.
And please check out my website as well, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. I've written tons
thank
of articles,
you.
Lots of information. All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we got an interesting caller there.
Yeah.
And it is really something when people do that spiritual work, what a difference it makes. It really does. And And I want to read a little something about a poem I kind of put up on my Facebook page. And just pay attention to those listening for a moment. I know you're sitting there dying for your question to be answered, but realize the sacredness of tonight. Here is the poem. The thinning veils, the ancient spirits that be, may the spirits of your ancestors surround thee. Take the time on this full moon night to ask them to gift you with sight. Honor those that have gone before and feel their loving guidance forevermore, and they are with you. Remember that. Anyway, let's take another caller here. It is
Hi.
Area code 201.
Hi.
Hello, and who is this?
It's Rose.
Hello, Rose. Mm-hmm. And can I get your birth date, please?
12/10/56.
Have you called in before?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, cool. All right, and what is on your mind?
Well, I've been looking for work, and I'm wondering what you see with regards to that. And even yesterday, I had a phone interview, and I don't know what, if they're going to be calling me in for in person, whatever you see.
So you've went on the interviews, you're saying, correct?
No, I had a phone interview yesterday. I don't know if they're interested, if they'll be calling me in for an in-person interview. Or
let's take a look at that one first, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, 1 second here. Phone interview. How'd it go? It went very well, to put you at ease here. They were
it did?
Pleased.
I don't feel that way.
I know you don't. That's why I'm here to tell you it did. They do look like they were pleased, you know, with the interview. Now, I cannot guarantee you're going to get the job, but you did really well on the interview. Let me take a little look here. You know, it's a lot of things to consider, but don't think that you didn't do well because you did. So if you get the job, great, and you'll know that. But if you don't, do not feel you didn't do right. There will be other factors, you know, that they have in mind. It has nothing to do with you. Hang on a moment. 1 second. You do have a good possibility at this job. Real good. I think you should know by next week, probably even, next week. The third business day is what I get. You'll have an answer, and it looks favorable for you. I cannot guarantee it, but it's a very strong possibility.
Wow, I
okay?
can't believe it. Yeah, good news. So,
yes, and again, no matter what, remember, your interview went really well. That's what you need to keep focusing on, okay?
Okay. Now, can you look into the future and see if I'm going to be getting a job in the near future? Or?
All right, and this will be our last
calling
question.
Me in, hopefully, but I don't
sure.
know if I'll get a job with them or with another company.
I will look. And
thank
just to let you know, I'm limiting how many questions I do because of the callers online. So this will be our last one. All right, I will look. 1 moment. When will you be making money? It's bottom line. 1 moment. Your fears interfering with this answer here, your nervousness, you're scared of not having a job. But I feel within the next month, I see money around you. I feel you will have a job within the next month.
All right. Wonderful. I do. I'm very scared. I need to get a job soon.
And do a prayer and do a ceremony on this full moon and ask for what you want.
I
okay.
will. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you, and you have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
And you too.
Well, that was an interesting call.
Claire.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you at all. I'm out and lost in the ozone somewhere. I'm going to choose a... there's a lot of people calling in, but here's what I'm going to take. It's area code 240. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Hello?
I hear
Hello?
Them listening. I don't know if they realize they're on the air.
Yes. Are you there?
Okay. I'll give it one more try.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. And your name is?
Hello. Mark.
All right, Mark, and can I get your birth date?
9/2/68.
Oh, you're still a baby.
I know.
What are you doing calling in here? All right, Mark. Good to hear a male voice once in a while. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what is it you want to know about?
I know that I'm spiritually gifted.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it off or not used it when I was young. What do I need to do to rebuild it, to focus my skills, or to jumpstart it so I can remember how to use it?
Okay, well, the number one thing I find is getting your chakras balanced. And the why I say that is it helps to open up the third eye. The third eye is where your clairvoyant, your intuitive self is. And I would recommend that if you can get it. If not, meditation is difficult, but you need to at least meditate 5 minutes twice daily. That helps. It's just meditation is a full way to open up the intuitive part of you. I would ask another way is, have you ever heard of using God's white light?
Yes.
Okay. I would ask God's white light to come into you from the top of your head, going through your body, and when it hits your forehead, the third eye, ask it to open up that third eye. Okay.
All right.
And that may start you with your spiritual pathway. You know, you've got to kick start it somewhere. And it all comes with your own personal work, really. You know, and the gifts that the spirits bestow upon you. Tonight's a perfect night. Again, do a ceremony. Can't say it enough to everybody listening here. You know, do something sacred. And you're going to find things turning around. I truly mean that. You know, that I have found that this is a night to call in those energies of the God, Goddess, all that there is, the ancestors, the angels, everything that is divine. And especially this month of October. This is the most powerful month out of the whole year to really work on your spiritual self. So if you start now, you've got several weeks of really getting it activated, and I think you'd see a tremendous change by November.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, and on the chakra balancing, just to let you know and others, I do chakra balancing. I do it remotely. I do not need to be in your presence, but I'm on the phone with you, and I'm balancing, and everyone I've ever done this for has tremendous results, especially on opening up the third eye. Okay? Now,
okay,
I can't let Lena speak on this because she just doesn't get the chakras at all. Okay? I'm not making fun of anybody here. I'm just stating a fact, you know. But they're really important because they are energy wheels that turn, and they have a lot to do with our spiritual, etheric body. That's why I mentioned this. And again, I do this remotely. Been doing it for years, and it's quite astounding. Especially when you get that third eye open. And the whole, it's like, you know, in the 60s, you know, people dropped acid. And in the beginning, it wasn't just to get high. They did it as a way to connect to God. And you know, I'm not promoting drugs here, but when you really open up and get that full experience in the third eye, it's almost as if you did do a drug. It's so powerful, really quite remarkable. So you will feel
a
difference.
Thank you very much.
You will know it. You will feel it. Okay?
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm excited.
You should be. And I hope that I have been of benefit to you.
Oh, you have. This is great. I'm all excited.
You should be. Again, I see great potential for you. And all you got to do is just start with the white light and let it come in. Open up the third eye and meditate a little bit and see what happens.
All right.
But remember,
that'd be great.
Remember tonight to do something special, okay?
Okay. Thanks for your time, girls.
Well, thank you, and you have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Wow, you know, we got a real thrill there. We got a male. Whoa.
Yeah, and the topic. Yeah.
Yeah, really a great, great, great topic. It truly was.
Yeah.
And that's important, you know. People, that's what we're here for. Yes, I'll answer questions, but is to help you with your spiritual growth, moving forward, understanding more than just simple yes, no. What's going to happen. There's much more in this. You know, we're looking at the third dimension, and there's a dimension beyond this, the fifth dimension, and that's where spirituality is. And this month, those two spiritual planes come together, and this is the time, I can't say it enough, to activate your true spiritual self. Now, shall we continue on, Lena?
Yeah, let's rock and roll. No one last. Let's go.
We got another caller. It's I believe a Skype caller. Are you there? It's a 111 number, and I believe that to be Skype.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hello, Cherokee Billy. I was wondering if you can give me some insight around kind of like a city hall bureaucracy issue that I've been waiting to get resolved.
Whoa. Don't know, but I can give it a shot. What is your name?
Trish.
And your birth date, Trish?
9/18/1960.
All right. Are you in some sort of legal action?
I am.
So you're fighting City Hall, so to speak?
Yes.
So you want to know if you're going to come out of this a winner, right?
Well, come out a winner, and will it be resolved, I guess by the end of the year?
Well, let me see what I get here. Fighting City Hall is not easy. One moment.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, I have another friend of mine. He's in a battle with City Hall, and I was reading updates on him today. It's like, whoa. It's going to be hard before it gets better, I can tell you that. Okay, I see you still going through a lot of worry and a lot of stress. You asked about the beginning by the end of the year. Strong possibility of it being resolved then. If not, it would be in January. It's not
okay.
Too far. And will it go in your favor? I believe so. But you're going to go through a lot more of a nightmare before it gets there.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
Unfortunate. But that's the way it
yeah.
is with these legal things, you
right.
know.
Do you see any change in finances positively?
By the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you working at all?
I am.
Okay, one moment. Okay. Financial changes here. One moment. Money does increase, but it's coming, again, after the beginning of the year. It is not on top of you. I get within 4 months, there's a financial change. So that would be into the new year.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for your insight.
Well, thank you for calling, and you have a blessed
okay.
evening. Bye-bye. All right. You still with me, Lena?
I'm here. Yeah.
I'm glad. You know, somebody
yeah.
give me, say something, give me a little break here between these readings. Talk on something. You're a good, one thing I love about Lena, she's a good little yapper. If you were a dog, yeah, I'd pick you to be a Yorkshire Terrier, okay? You want to know why?
Always. Why is
you
that?
Know why? Well, because they're good little yappers. They're cute. And they're tenacious, and nothing stops them.
Hey, well, that ain't so bad.
And a Yorkshire Terrier at 6 pounds thinks it's a St. Bernard, okay?
Mighty.
That's right. You know, and it's, you know, in many ways, look at David slaying Goliath. You know, it sometimes the smallest of things can be quite surprising. And I got to give a story here. I did have a Yorkshire Terrier. Her name was Natasha. And I don't know, I would get deliveries from United Parcel. This was before the internet. And I used to shop through catalogs and get deliveries. Well, when that truck pulled up, she'd just go ballistic. And she'd be barking like crazy. And the guy who delivered, he was like 6'5", big man. Well,
wow.
It's just one day, I just couldn't resist it. I let her go. And she grabbed onto his pants. Not hurting him. She grabbed on, and he couldn't shake her off, you know. And here he was petrified of her. He really was. And you know, she was only 6 pounds. And here he was, 6'5". Well, wherever you are, Natasha, I still think of you and remember those moments, and that was one of the greatest moments right there. You know, so that's why I said you remind me of a Yorkshire Terrier. And you grab
that's
on that pant leg and you don't let go until you get what you want. Hey,
that's right.
Did Michael Jackson write a song, "Don't Stop Till You Get It"?
There you go. Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on.
That's right. You just keep on. You don't stop. That's right. Thanks, Michael,
yeah,
by the way, for coming in here. Now we got another caller holding. This is, where'd you go? Here'd you go? Area code 301. You've been holding a while. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, and who is this?
This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. And
hi.
Can give me your birth date, please?
Sure. It's 1/22/69.
Ah, still a baby.
Thank you.
All right. So, my little Susie Q, what is it you want to know about?
Well, I am wondering. I have always made a living helping children in my calling. And recently I've been laid up and haven't been able to do that type of work. And I want to end up in work that continue to help people, but also, I need to make money. So I want to know if you get anything on what I should be really looking into at this point, and how quickly I should do it.
I'll see what I can get. Hang on a second here. You may have, I know you're good at helping people, but you may have to go in a different direction in terms of financial. Have you thought of, it may take time, of doing something where you're working on home job, like computer work, something like that?
Yes, I've been looking into that, and a lot of those types of things you have to they require now that you go back to school for some classes.
That is correct.
So,
that's the unfortunate part, you know, of your situation at this moment is you're between a rock and a hard place. A lot of these things do require going back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But and I think that would be one way for you to go. Because when I look at it, I do not see anything immediate without you going in a different direction. Okay?
Okay.
That's the only way I see getting something financial coming into you. And I see, now you're not going to like this answer, but I'll give it to you anyway. I see it within the next 7 months, and I know you're going to go, oh, my God, I can't live that long. Stop the panicking right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do not panic. But that means that you need to find what you want to do, study it, and get into it. Lena's a good example. You know, she wanted to change her career when we met. Lena, hop in here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And she had to go back and retrain. And just give a brief scenario here for little Susie Q.
Basically, I was in the medical field. I did surgical tech. I was a nurse, and I just wasn't liking the clinical aspect where I was doing hands-on. So I kind of switched it to a different direction. I still utilized what I had, but I went towards, like, more of the administrative side, where now I'm just reviewing the medical records, but I'm doing it at home, so I don't have to go in and stuff like that. So what I did is I ended up having to go back to take a class, but because it was already in something that I already had a good grip on, you know, it wasn't too hard. I had to be very disciplined because it was a lot of self-studying now. But, you know, just taking a class period is a lot of self-studying. You have to be self-directed, and you have to, you know, make the time. But I would say probably about a good 6 months after I spoke with Cherokee Billy about it, and I figured out which way to go. That's when I ended up completing that certificate and got me a position, and I'm much more happier, much more successful. So if it's something that you already have just a little bit of experience in, and try to figure out a different direction to take it, that's sometimes a lot easier than, you know, a complete start over. But it whatever direction you do go in, you just going to have to make sure that you have enough time to be self-disciplined. And the more time you can give to it, the more self-disciplined you can be at it, the quicker it will be for you to get it done, get it accomplished, and move forward, you know?
Well, thank you so much.
You know, it's going to take time, but, you know, there's no time like now. Everything is now. There's a quotation by Buddha I always like. He says, you think you have time, when in reality, we don't know how much time we've got on any one of us. So, now is the time to start whatever you need. So, you know, figure it out. You know, if your work has been with children and guidance counseling and that sort of thing, figure out, look at what certifications, how to work something different, perhaps, you know, from home, perhaps in an office, but look at how you could do it differently. And, you know, don't just keep going, because I feel like you've been like a mouse on the wheel going round and round, you're not getting anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Time to get off the wheel.
I think the wheel is throwing me off.
Another thing that also with me, I also took what I already had, and I'm going in a direction to make it my own. In other words, the skills that I have, while I'm trying to go into making my own company, my own business out of it.
Oh, wow.
So that's something to always think about, you know. If that's the area that you're in, how can you make it to where it's your own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I encourage people, and more, to think doing your own business. I don't care if it's mowing lawns. The point is you cannot count on corporate America anymore. You cannot. You are expendable, period. Therefore, you must have something to fall back on. I don't care, like I said, if it's mowing lawns, selling cosmetics, whatever it may do. Hey, Tupperware parties. It used to be popular in the 60s. I don't know today, but, you know, I know that lingerie parties, things like that, people will spend money on frivolous things like that over something they really need, okay? So it may be something to do temporarily while you're studying to get what you want. But do your own business. Find something. And I'm very serious about these lingerie parties, parties that involve sexual toys. These are very popular, okay? And there's money to be made in it, and don't be afraid of it. I have a feeling you're very timid and shy. Well, get over it, okay?
Yeah,
get over it and get out there. It's called make money, honey. And, you know, it takes a – it's hard to make money in this world nowadays, very hard. And being self-employed is important on the side, but it still is critical to have something on the side, like what Lena is talking about. She's working, yes, but she's also working on a side business, developing it and getting it fully implemented to launch forward. And that's what we have to do in today's world because of the insecurity of corporate America. You are disposable, bottom line. And that's how you're seen anymore. You're just disposable. So if you think in it this way, you may, hopefully we both have given you something to kick you into that thought process of where to go.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that is hard to do, but when you're thrown out of one area and the door's closed, you got to turn towards any lake that's coming your way.
That's you better believe it. I've had to reinvent myself many times, you know, because of, unfortunately, having disabilities. And you learn to do it. You learn to, you know, it's that or sink or swim, basically. And I'm still swimming.
Yeah.
I have
it. Take your skills and your knowledge and you work for yourself. That's the goal here, too. Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah, it may not be immediate, but that is the ultimate goal. And I said, think of something outside the box. You know, not confine yourself to what you always have done. Think of something totally different, but as long as you enjoy it, that's the main thing. You know, it's having a love, a desire for something that makes a difference. It really does.
Yeah. And I totally agree. I've always been very passionate about helping children. So,
I don't know
turn
much.
Into short ones.
But I know that they sell, you know, they have little in-home things for baby products and stuff selling.
Mm-hmm.
Look into that.
A daycare? Or,
yeah. Well, daycare I think would be a bit trying. But, you know, something where you're selling supplies, you know, look into it. Because nowadays with these big companies that sell things, you don't have to have the products in stock. You don't have to buy them. People place the orders and the company ships it direct to the people. That's one of the nice things. And they also usually give you a website, et cetera. It can be clothing. It could be toys, you know, anything. Look at it, just again, think outside what you've been thinking.
Yes.
And now that will be $75 for this reading, okay?
As soon as I find my new calling, I'll be back at you with the money.
Well, you got two of them here. You got two for the price of one, man.
Yes.
Anyway, I thank you, and I hope that we have been of help to you.
You both definitely have. Thank you so much.
Well, you have
thank
a blessed,
you.
Peaceful evening, and make sure you put out your intentions to the moon tonight, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay. Well, we still got callers, believe it or not, hanging in here. Are you still with me, Lena? Uh-oh. I think I accidentally may have deleted Lena. If you're there, Lena, call back in. Oops. I do these things, folks. These control panels always kind of throw me. Let me see. again, I hope she calls back in. Let's see, there's quite a few people. I'll try and take one other. I missed, though, having my little co-host. Hello, area code 347, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
And your name?
My name is Catalina.
Hi, Catalina. And can I get your birth date?
Yes, January 24th of 93.
Oh, you're still a baby. So what is it you're calling about?
I'm sorry?
What is it you wanted to call and talk about?
Well, maybe just in terms of what I guess the angels want me to know or any messages that are coming through.
Well, that's kind of hard for me to focus on because I have to get very quiet and it takes me a little bit of time. So it's really not something I like to do on radio. Okay, is there a specific question? And Lena, I got you back. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But understand it takes time to focus otherwise.
Okay, no problem. In terms of maybe school, and because I am feeling a little bit discouraged most of the time, and I'm not really sure if it's just me or if it's just, you know, not something that I'm supposed to be doing.
You mean the path you're choosing in college?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what I get. What are you studying?
Medicine.
To be what?
A neurosurgeon. Like, that's eventually the goal. Yeah.
Pretty heavy goal. Hang on a second, Ina. I can understand why you're feeling overwhelmed. It's very, wow, medical school is very cutthroat. And even when you graduate, it's very cutthroat business. It really is. I'm sure
mm-hmm.
you've seen it. And that's probably why you're questioning that decision. I do not see you as someone who likes to fight. Am I correct?
Yeah. I'm more of like a peace. I'm more for about the peace.
Well, then this may not be the path for you because to be in this industry is very vicious. Lena has been in the medical community. You can add a few cents here. Please, Lena.
Well, yes. Let me just first say that I commend you for even wanting to do it. And I still think that it's great. I will say it's going to take a lot of strength just to get through the studies and the demand, you know, that it'll make on you. And not only that, the individuals that you'll encounter, you know, it's not always, you know, the nicest atmosphere, I would say, to make it light. And you're going to come across some really trying times just because it's hard when you have someone's life in your hands, too. And it can be very frustrating considering the fact that you're going to have to, it's going to make such a demand on you, you know, that
yeah.
you're just going to.
You brought up a good point, you know, of having someone's life in your hand. And the first time you lose someone is devastating. Trust me.
Yes.
I was a naturopathic doctor for many years, and a lot of my clients did die. They had cancers, et cetera. And I always felt emotional about it. So remember, you got to be real tough to do what you're doing. It may be time to reconsider and go a different path, not quite so challenging and not so cutthroat. Okay? That's what I feel.
Honestly, I feel like in terms of the specialty or...
Yes. What?
Okay. So, do you mean in terms of the specialty wise?
Yes, but it may be a bit too much. Yes, that specialty, yes. Doesn't mean come out of the medical altogether, but you may be going into something that is just not the right path for you, okay? Because it is going to be very hard, and again, incredibly demanding, and a lot of fighting over this. You would be good at it, but you've got to be prepared for what you're coming to. So you need to strengthen your spirit, your soul, if this is what you want to do, and be ready to take on some pretty tough cookies that are going to come after you wanting your position. Okay? I think you would be successful at it, but I think that you could do something maybe in a different field medically that might be a little more in line with your personality. So I can't tell you exactly what it is.
The whole thing is that I am keeping an open mind either way. Like, I'm not so totally set in stone. It is something that I see myself doing, but like I've been told by my advisors and all that, it's something that you should literally keep open-minded about.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yes.
And I think they're right, and that's what we're trying to kind of say to you. You know, and think about maybe something a little different, but still in the medical field. Okay?
So you're saying kind of just drop MD altogether?
No. I'm saying think about a different field in medicine. Lena, can you add something here? Because you're more of a medical expert than me.
Oh, yeah, definitely do the MD, you know, but it's other specialties. You can be a family doctor, you know, OBGYN, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, just keep open to other, you know, because the neuro one, is that the one you were saying, neurosurgeon?
Yes, she was.
But yes, you know, just... Again, that's something you're really going to have to be prepared for, because I can remember at times where you get those calls and, you know, you have an emergency cranny going on. And, I mean, it's so intense, you know, and then you have to try to stay detached from the situation when it crashes. You know, it's just a lot to consider. And, you know, it's never going to be a peachy and cream all day, every day in any field of the medicine area that you go into. But maybe something that's more suitable for your personality is what she's saying, you know.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, you know, and again, like I said, OBGYN is a good one. You still get that surgery in there, and you still get that family, you know, physician relationship as well. And, you know, it's more happier moments and that, you know. So, I mean, that's something. So, like you say, you keep your options open, and that's great, but definitely continue with MD.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I will definitely be keeping an open mind.
Yeah, yes. And tonight, again, perfect night to pray and ask for guidance. So please do that and expect the guidance to appear. If you don't ask, that you do not get the answers. The angels are always looking for you to ask, and they will guide. Ask your spirit guides. Ask for your guardian angels, everyone, to come in and help. Do it tonight. The power is here tonight. It's a very powerful moon. Okay?
Okay. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope that we've been of help.
You have been. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Good night. Now, I'm trying not to lose Lena again. You know, that's why I love you being here. You've got such insight things, you know, because of your working. We both worked medical, but different sides of it. And it is, you have to be real tough to do the medical because, boy, it is hard. And like I said, even as a naturopathic, many of my clients died because they were already had serious, like, I still remember this one man who had pancreatic cancer, and I was helping him. But, you know, he said, if I got to change my life that way, I'd rather just die. And he lived his life the way he wanted and walked out the way he wanted. You know, but you do see that. And I remember one lady, with great fondness, they, doctors at this time, this was like 30 years ago, they removed her stomach. She had stomach cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They sent her home without hardly any help. And I had to come and I visited her in her home, which she was just thrilled that a doctor came to her home and walked her through, you know, what to do, how to survive. And she did for a while, but eventually she died. You know, she wasn't going to live long. And these are hard things to take. They are. In the medical field.
Yeah.
It is a rewarding field as well. You know, when you save a life, when you see a life change, it's just like doing this spiritual work. You know, when I see somebody change and everything comes together for the good, it's just thrilling. That's all I can say. Anyway, we've got another caller here. We've been waiting diligently. Area code 631, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, thanks for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne, and I had two questions, if that's okay.
Well, let's just start one at a time, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Can I get your
love
birthday
life.
First
my birthday, is today, 1960.
God, what is today?
October 5th.
Happy birthday.
I'm really good. What is today? Okay, what about your love life? Are you seeing someone?
Well, I went on about 3 dates with somebody. He took me out to dinner tonight for my birthday, but I kind of just feeling like the friend zone with him, and I want to be friends and nothing else. If I'm making a mistake by thinking that, and will I ever meet anybody else?
What's his first name?
Alex.
Let me take a look at Alex here. Third date, right? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And he took you to dinner. Great. All right, Alex. Well, I pick up he really likes you, okay? You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm just not feeling attracted to him, but I want to be friends, and I was wondering if you saw me meeting anybody else, or do I just have to make myself be attracted to him?
Well, give it time. I wouldn't make yourself. But I'd go on some more dates with this guy before you decide it's only friendship, okay? Give him a little more chance because he is a really nice, decent guy, okay? And they are hard to come by, my dear. So think on that. But let me look and see if there's anyone else coming down the line because, unfortunately, as humans, we always tend to take the ones that are the worst for us. I know
no,
I do.
No, I don't want the one who's worst for me, but I do want to be attracted to the person.
Sure, of course. One moment. I'm just looking to see if someone else is coming in. Well, there will be someone else coming in that you would be more attracted to. I do not pick it up right away. I keep seeing the number 9 over and over and over again, and that could mean 9 weeks. 9th of a month or 9 months. But I do see
probably 9 weeks. I don't think 9 months.
I'm just telling you what I see, okay? And so I would say there is someone else coming in, and you don't have to force yourself to like Alex, okay?
Okay.
So you've got possibilities coming in. Now, I know you had another question, but we're almost out of time, and I got a couple of
I was going to ask, I'm changing jobs, if it was good for me to do.
that I get a very strong yes. But it is.
Yeah,
fine.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and you have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, we've got another caller here. We'll try and take that because we are almost out of time. It is area code 707. Hello? Are you there? I don't know if they're there or not. Lena, are you still there?
I'm still rocking and rolling.
All right. 707, are you there? Well, I ain't hearing nothing, so I guess they have gone with the wind. But that's the way it goes. But anyway, it's been an interesting night. I hope that those who have listened to this have gotten something about the full moon as well as your answers and how much tonight is important. It takes a few minutes. Doesn't have to be long, extravagant. A few minutes. Give thanks to God, the angels, your ancestors, whatever you believe in. Take some time. Ask for what you want. See the changes. Anything you want to add, Lena?
It's the perfect night and time and opportunity to get that full moon reading. Highly recommend it. Again,
absolutely.
It's the reason why I have, you know, made such progress in my life. And I'm where I am today, and I'm on a much, you know, happier road. So, yes.
Yes, and don't forget the full moon reading you could get. It's a life path reading. It's much different than anything you've ever experienced. And it's available on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. And also on YouTube, you can hear me do a full moon reading where I do them. So you can hear how I work them. It's quite different, quite unusual, but it gives great guidance, and that is why I'm here, so that you get to know a bit about me. I've written 9 books. You can always check out my e-books, buy a book, learn a little something of what I've done. I have hundreds of YouTube videos. I'm very active in social media on Facebook and Pinterest, so check me out. If you've never heard of me before, I've been around for a while. Anyway, it's time to say goodnight. I thank you so much for being with me, Lena, and I wish everyone a blessed full moon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.